So you have a good game and you get the Dunlop jacket?
Yeah, of course. You know, Reggie Dunlop off the Hanson brothers sort of kept them on their leash, you could say. So it's something that Brian Cheeseman and Rogan Dean gave out, so it's always an honor to get it.
And you had a pretty great game. What a time to, you know, Derek said you maybe were down a little bit the last little while, but you proved that you can play at this level out there.
Yeah, you know, I just go out and take it like it's my last shift and treat everything like it's a do-or-die situation, and it's been working the last couple games.
How did you get your mind right for this, though? Like, this is a record-setting crowd tonight, too, and the fans are into it, and how did you prepare yourself for a night like tonight?
The game of hockey, it's what I love to do and play, and I had the experience of playing last year in the playoffs, and, you know, we did get swept by Red Deer, so sort of had that hate to get that first one and, you know, set the first franchise win, something special.
Curtis, that didn't really develop or start out as a end-to-end. It just kind of just developed.
Well, yeah, you know, it's Laurent Brossois' birthday, so I thought I'd get him an assist. But no, I sort of just got it and saw the D-men stepping up and kept my feet moving, went around, and the rest was a blur. I have no idea how I did it.
That's good. Thanks. Hey, can you get a shot of his coat? After he gets danced around in the first and you make the save, which could have, you know, turns out to be a pretty huge play in the game.
I know. I mean, he'll bail me out. Coming out, it's gonna be a long pass for us. I think so. I think he'll bail me out once or twice.
You make that save though, automatically gets you into the game. And if you weren't already, but it must feel amazing to make that first save on such a huge play, and then they go down score.
Yeah, no. It's always good to get a good save early, gets you into the game, like you said. And yeah, to be able to make a save and then have Curtis Lazar go down and make a nice play and get a goal. It's a special night for me.
Happy
birthday
too.
Ever?
It's got to be up there.
This crowd here tonight, too, this building seemed to be electric. You know, was that something that you were feeling and you were conscious of, too?
Yeah, I mean, I play my best when I have a lot of energy, and I the crowd helped me a lot, and I was really feeling their energy.
Michael said, too, you know, absolutely outstanding. You might have been the best guy out on the ice tonight. You're here, you know, your teammates are coming out here talking about you like that. Is that something that you're sitting here being like, yeah, I think I might have been the best guy out there too?
No, it's a team effort. I mean, it's a close game. They did their part, I did mine.
That's it? Yeah.
Any sense of this being a historic moment from your point of view, from your franchise, for yourself?
Not quite yet. I mean, it's the first game of the playoffs. Once we, you know, actually win something, I think that'll be the historic moment. Yeah, I guess that's true. No, it's a big moment for us, but, you know, we had to go into this game expecting that, you know.
How important was it to just get that win, though, and, you know, we don't have to ask you about that anymore, and you don't have to ask questions about it?
Monkeys off the back. I mean, it was we were all pretty nervous going into there. It just shows how tight our conference is, considering that, you know, we came first, and our first, you know, opponent was Kootenay, who's a pretty good club. So, like I said, to get that win off, it felt really, really good.
And it is your birthday?
It is my birthday.
19. And was there anything that went with it, or was that coming after you?
What's that?
I mean, anything, you get presents or anything?
Got a couple cards. I guess we'll see.
Tonight, later.
Later, tonight, tomorrow, I don't know. It doesn't. It's not what I'm worried about.
Can you talk about your defense and what they did to limit these chances? How they helped you out?
Yeah, our team's really been working this year at getting better defensively and limiting those chances, and they did a great job. I mean, there was a couple rebounds that squeaked out, and, you know, our team put it to the corners and, you know, cleared it. So kudos to them.
Yourself, Nathan Lewin, too, that talked earlier in the league. How much of this series is a personal, just one-on-one
individual? I'd honestly say almost none. I mean, it's a team game. I'm not going to be able to win without them. And Lewin, he's good last year. He's a good goalie, but, you know, I'm just going to worry about my game.
Can you talk about Lazar's goal and the way you saw it?
You know, they came down on that 3-on-1 and they made a pass up top to the trailing guy. I made sure I set my feet. I tracked the puck and kind of just punched it out as far as I could. And I was just fortunate enough to have Lazar have a lot of speed on that.
Have you ever shut out and a point in the same game before?
No, I think that's a first for me. Yeah, it's a first for me, especially on a birthday.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
So it's the first time you had a shutout and a point on your birthday?
Yeah. I'm not going to get another one of those, I bet.
Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
It's all right.
Point that med hacking?
Yeah.
I think you might have.
There you go.
I think you might.